And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk Radio. And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk Radio. Please forgive us for a few minutes late, and I know many of you try to get on several times. And I have. That's a good sign that the enemy does not like this line. Amen. People can say what they want to say, but there are attacks by the enemy against things that are hurting his kingdom. Bloodline, I suggest to you, is hurting his kingdom. And the enemy doesn't want it to go. Trying to discourage you, trying to discourage the leader first, then trying to discourage you, trying to discourage the master, Dr. Hagen, trying to discourage Master Jack Hendricks, all of us. He doesn't like this lie. But let me tell you something. I learned this, that as we tunnel through, as we hold on, as we be not weary in well-doing, in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. I'm determined not to faint. Amen. I wonder why God selected me to be the leader, because I certainly don't think I deserve it. I don't think I'm so great on anything. But he selected me, and I wonder why. And I think one of the reasons is because of the scripture that says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He had to look over my life and see that one of my attributes is that I'm trying to be steadfast. Let me say this, and then we're going to pray and thank the Lord. I'll get your prayer request ready. I look back over my life, and I begin to see that when I started playing the saxophone, I didn't have any teachers. I didn't have, someone who really instructed me, no. And the devil came after me, trying to get me to start blowing for Jesus and going to the world. Said he would give me all kind of money and all kinds of a big home and all kinds of limos or whatever, if I would just blow like he wanted me to blow for the world, and told me that the church folk wouldn't do nothing for me, told me that I was wasting my time. But I decided to be steadfast. Because I heard this other voice in my other ear saying, Bernard, have I not been good to you? And when I thought about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I turned around and I said, I cannot leave the Lord and start blowing for him. Why? Because I was born with asthma and couldn't breathe correctly. And when nobody would help me, Jesus helped me. I was blown amazing grace, and only what you did for Christ will last. And the Holy Spirit came in the room and touched my lungs and said, check your lungs, Bernard. And I checked my lungs and the asthma that I had for 17 straight years, straight days and years. It was gone out of my lungs. And I said, I told the Lord that I would blow for him. And I haven't dared. I've blown for Jesus. I heard him say, be ye steadfast, unmovable. When y'all can't be on here, I'm trying my best to be on here. When the devil says to y'all, that's silly to think it 1,000 times, I know that everything that the devil says, the opposite is true. So I just start thinking it more. I start thanking him more. When the enemy comes and makes distractions on the line, I just take it and laugh and just say, that's a sign that we're on the right track. Amen. And when, that's a sign that we're on the right track. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, I know that the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Amen, Jesus. And I just go through and just thank him for what he's done. All right. enemy. Somebody, the enemy is using you. I know you don't want to be used, because most people who are used by the enemy, they don't even know they're being used. And I know that's true. So thank you for meeting your line. Thank you so much. Mute your line. Star 6. All right, is there anybody who has a prayer request? You need a prayer for something? Anything?
Mr. Peterson,
God bless you. All right.
Mr. Peterson, Chris.
Your strength, you say?
Ms. Dobson and my cousin Tina, she takes care of her.
But I understand you. Wait a minute. You said, pray for what? I hear you, but speak a little bit more. I'm kind of hard to understand.
My auntie, Amanda Thompson.
Amanda Thompson.
And Tina Warren. Tina Hankins. And Tina Hankins, and for me. Tina Hankins.
Tina.
H-A-N-T-I-N-S.
Tina. H-A.
And for me.
K-I-N-S. Hankins. And for you.
Yes, sir. And
all right.
Me and
anyone
my family.
Else?
Me and my family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anyone else with a prayer request? Who now?
Good evening. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas City, 913.
Okay.
Good evening.
God bless
you. God bless you. Would you all please continue to pray for the Brown family, please?
Hang on. All right. Anything else?
Yes, sir. And our first fruits prayer coming up. I'm just excited. just excited in my heart. Can we please keep that in prayer?
Okay, the prayer convention.
Yes, sir.
The prayer convention. Amen. All right,
amen.
We had a prayer answer. We were not being able to get through on the prayer line, on the log line. I wonder, can we also open up the prayer line? And many people who were not able to get on this line because it's full, amen, and then go into the overflow line. Amen. All right, are there any other prayer requests? Somebody's by the phone. Do you realize all that's making a lot of noise? Like if I take an envelope. Do y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, something y'all doing by the phone, brushing it on your bed cover or something like that, all that makes noise. So I love you. You know, I really do love you. I'm just trying to help you. If you would, just loop your number. Star 6. That little stuff right there. Just that little looping right there causes noise. Yeah. All right, anybody else have a prayer request? All right. Put also again, Dr. Betty and Bria need special prayer for her, for sure. And Lenitra, Amazing Grace, and our grandchildren. Anybody else, you have a privilege of putting a name on this presence. I don't know who wouldn't want to get a name on here, but don't thank God 1,000 times. Amen. He certainly hears
it. This is Beck Johnson in Texas. I would like to put my Carolyn, cousin Carolyn, that's still in the hospital, put her name on, and my granddaughter, Kiara.
Kiara?
Carolyn and Kim.
And who, Kim?
Carolyn is my cousin with
and
the cataracts on the side in the hospital. And my granddaughter, Laura.
Mm-hmm. all right. How's is Carolyn getting better?
Carolyn, she's out of ICU, but she's still in the hospital.
Is she getting any better? That's my question.
Yes, sir.
That's what I want to hear. All right. Thank God for what he's done already for her. And when the Lord is making somebody better, start thanking him. And see what. All right, anybody else?
Good evening. This is Ambassador-elect Frierson from Michigan. Mm-hmm. I would like to put my mom on the prayer request list. She's having some problems with her pancreas.
Mm. All right, anyone else?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. All right, anyone else? All right, God bless all of y'all. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll start thanking God. You know, our format on here is to thank him 1,000 times. Let's do it right now. Amen. Heavenly Father, oh, God, we do praise you. We thank you. We do appreciate you. Oh, it's me again, Lord, coming to you. So many times today, you praise me. I don't ask you for much. When I do, you probably hear my prayer and you send me answer. I don't mean that I'm grateful. What you do and for what you need to be. Asking you, Father, to join our faith together, that you look over these persons. Oh God, whose name I shall call. Bless you like Pearson. There, Lord, help her. Bless her, Lord. Help her family. Lift her up. God, you've done a lot for her. And we've seen a lot of growth you have done. In her. Thank you for it. She's so compassionate. She's coming for, you know, the method constantly. And Tina Hankins and her family, all of them. Friends, Sister Sheila Brown, I'm praying for her. And I'm praying for Sister Peterson and all of her family and all those that she called. Praying also for the Brown family and for the First Fruits Prayer Convention and for the First Fruits Prayer family. Look on them, Lord. Help them. Let this be one of the greatest conventions we've ever had. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dr. Betty, Lord. And for Bria, oh God, touch her body. In the name of Jesus. And you give her an ultra awesome miracle. God, for my mind, Lord, for what you have done in Jesus' name. I pray for Lanitra, that you would bless her, my mother. Oh, darling, please, don't move around the room like that. God, you see all the love. I'm listening to you to reach that person and help her in Jesus' name. Look on Amazing Grace. In Jesus' name. And look on grandchildren of Jesus. Oh, thank you for it in Jesus' name. Look on the Master-elect Johnson down there in Texas. And her cousin Carolyn is in the hospital now, Lord. Recuperating and getting better. She needs a miracle. Look on her granddaughter, Kiara. Oh, God, you know the situation there. Turn the girl around. I perceive, Lord, in the name of Jesus, there's a reason why the enemy is trying to sift her as wheat. God, she must be somebody that you have called and planned to use for your glory. Let it be so, in Jesus' name. I pray for Ambassador-elect Frierson. Before I pray for her mother, I pray for her. God, she's doing great work for you. Bless her, Lord, and give her her heart's desire. In Jesus' name, look on her mother having a problem with the pancreas. You know all about that. Amen. And nothing too hard for you. And Lord, whenever you're in the room, even the pancreas is subject to you. Touch it and command it, Lord, to be healed. Because if you just speak the word, that pancreas will be healed. Without beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the anointing can destroy that yoke that's attacking her body and cause her to be healed, powerfully healed, in Jesus' mighty name. My Lord, as we come to the time that we praise you, please receive our praises. Amen. We just come to thank you. It seems like it's the same thing, and it is. But I learned from you and through your words that you are the God, 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 that you, God, are the God of repetition. Yeah, of repetition. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. And that person who's moving by the phone, I pray for them, Lord. They receive the instructions. Go there and pay them a visit, would you please? And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And those who have your eyes open, if God has been good to you, come on, help us thank him. In this time, we're going to thank him a thousand times to about 9:35. Come on. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
Jesus, thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, Heal a body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal people, Lord God. time that she told us to cry out for. Oh,
Thank you, Lord Jesus. One of them.
We love all of y'all, and we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Tell your cousin Carolyn, just start thanking God for bringing her out and see what the Lord does for her. Tell Mom, Ambassador Next Rising, tell your mother, just start thanking God for healing her pancreas and see what God does. My God.
Amen.
What he's going to do. The more she thanks him, the more he's going to bless him.
Amen.
Start thanking, tell her, I said, thank him in advance for healing her pancreas. In the name of Jesus. Tell her, I said, thank him in advance before she gets any word from anybody. Let the Lord be first. Thank him in advance for what he's already done. And up there, if cousin Carolyn and others are getting better, if they have any type of sign of being improved at all, thank him for the improvement and see what happens. God bless you. We love you. We praise you. Thank you for praying for the convention. Amen. I believe it's going to be great. Greater than any other thing we have. Amen. God bless you. We love the Lord.
Thank you, God.
So what is on your thank God. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful night. And remember that Dr. Bernard Johnson is saying to you, no matter what you're going through, thank him because it's going to be all right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Man, thank you, Jesus.
Have a wonderful night. Good night to you.
Good night. God bless everyone.